great clarity. Every week you do research. Every week you take notes. Those notes include information that you gain that you think is valuable. They include quotes that you think you may use that appeal to you. They include sources, including page numbers, books, and periodicals, and websites, and all of that. Number three, then you present that information as you are gathering it, and you know, you present that information, or at least what you think of that's important parts of that, to your partner. And then you create a quiz for your partner, and they create one for you. Number five, they and you take quiz. 80% or better is passing. Nothing else is acceptable. So, you can arrange with that person to meet at a certain time. You can make a PowerPoint presentation or other and send it to them. You can make a video if you want to. But you see there, every week you are researching. What that allows me to do is to look at your research and your presentations to make suggestions. If you're stuck on sources or I think your sources aren't credible, I can begin to help you, direct you in that way. Your presentation of what you're learning to your partner will mean that you're distilling that and determining what's important and what's not so far. And you're creating a quiz will be also a part of that. And they have to do the same thing with you. That's every week. And so what you're, as we move forward, what you're evaluated on is the quality of your weekly research. You know, what are you finding, on the time that you're putting in, you know, what you're digging up. And that'll be reflected in your notes. That those notes are distilled. Okay, very good. Thank you for asking. Is everybody, Isachar, you have a question?
Yes. Okay, so when we do our research, I'm wondering, like, where we put that, where on our wiki page do we put that, like, the social studies area, or would we put that on our research, like, I don't think I have a research area on my wiki page. If I do, I must have forgot.
This is research as a part of what class? It goes on your page and as a part of your assignments or one connection to your social studies section. Okay? You don't have a research course just in research. You learn research in relationship to this course. You'll also learn some things in on research in terms of from language arts. Is that clear, Isachar? That's how you'd find it, or your mother would find it, or I would find it. Also, it goes in your folder. Okay? Every page that you create starts with your name and goes in your folder. Does that help and answer your question?
I'm just saying, like, inside of the social studies page, should I make, like, a link to my research or something like that? And I don't think I have a folder. I have a front page, but it's not in a folder.
Oh, I think you do have a folder. You haven't put anything in it. whenever you create a page, it starts with your name and has other information. It also includes 200910 with whatever other titles you want to give it in. And whenever you create a page, so you should create a research page. You may create many research pages if you want to. They can be as mundane as research Isachar, blah blah blah, research 1, 2, or 3. Or you can give them other more meaningful names. And you do know how to create the page, right? And alright, what I want you to do is create a research page. Make up a title, alright, for a research page. Create it and place it in your folder. Do that right now, and so I can make sure you know how to do that. Alright, Nasha, I see your question. How do I take pages out of my folder? Put the there in my folder. Okay. Let's see. Nasha, I'm looking, and others of you can help me do that as well. Actually, I don't know that. I've only put them in. I'm looking at right now how there's a Bakari I see in your folder that definitely needs to be some out of it. We'll see. So let's take a see if we all can take a minute and figure that out. Others of you, if you have any questions, please ask. Also, we want you to create a research page for you and make sure you know how to put them in your folder.
Okay, I'll put it in there.
You know, it occurs to me that you may have a page that has notes. Of course, you know how to make links to that page to other notes. But you could have a notes page and you could have a presentation page, so that it's easy to find. Also, for those of you can use the Wiki space to create presentations. You don't have to do them in PowerPoint. They need to be, but you want to just have it be where it's distilled and it's attractive and it's effective more than that. Okay. Does everyone know how to use? We'll also, before the end of class, we'll go to class marker. I don't want this whole session to be tech. I'm also closing down the wiki from now on. Everybody, I think, knows just how to get in here, so that people people will have to they can ask access to edit it. What I mean is, I'm closing it down to the public. So only people that are invited or approved can see, and I'm disabling comments for readers. You have to be approved as a writer. That means we're not taking public comments. School's in session, and what you write can be draft or final. This is our space, and I'm getting ready to make that the case right now, and it has been done. Nasha, I'm gonna. Has anybody else seen quite how to remove? I see that we now can change names of pages. I want to figure out how to remove from that. I don't know how to do that. Okay, what do you have?
Under folder, there's options. So I clicked on options under folder, and then it shows me the pages, a list of pages in my folder. And then there's a box where you can check each page. And then on top, there's options to delete, move, and rename folder, and other options. But I'm trying to click on move, and it's not giving me the option to do that.
Gotcha. So move is the one. Will you try to do it outside of the conference space? See what happens.
Yeah, I tried that too. And I don't know, maybe on the wiki you have to set it so that way we'll have that option, but it's not Maybe it's not letting me move it. When I click on it, it won't do anything.
Okay, I just did move Bakari's, and it may be a setting in the sense of administrative setting. Let me see what else you want moved. Okay, I have two more East Coles need to be removed. And Abana, is that right? All right, it's done, Nasha. Thank you for asking. And you bring up a good point for us, and that is please try to be careful so that you put yours in your folder. And if you do if you put it accidentally, then send me an email so that either I or one of the administrators can move it around. All right, and I also want you to, under the pages section, see where you can rename pages. Is everybody clear about that?
What did you say about renaming pages?
I'm looking at the, and again, it may be a difference in terms of setting. So I want to see whether you see, as a writer, which is how you've been logged in, okay, with the ability to write, do you have, we can rename your folder under the folder section. You can delete a folder, please don't, and you can delete a page from it, and you can move it, okay. And there is also someplace. When you go to edit a file folder, I mean a page, under edit on the right hand side, you should see something that says rename this page or delete the page. Do you see that? Anya Debbie, go to any page that you have created, click on edit, and look in the top right to see if you can change. You see where the ability to change the name. Okay, Nasha, I'm going in to check it. Nasha, I don't see that. Please refresh your page. I don't see it when I look at it. No, I wanted you to click on edit and then look in the upper right hand corner to see if you have the ability to change the name of the page. Do you have something there that says rename this page once you're in edit mode?
Oh, no, wait, yeah, I can rename this page. When I click on edit page, I can rename it. We're on the side under page tools.
Where is that?
Okay, so you're editing your page, and then you go over to, like, the stat ball, and it'll say, it'll say delete this page or rename page. Where is that again? It's under, page tools? No, like, if you're editing the page, like, you're about to say you're about to, like, put something on your homepage or something, and you go to edit page, if you go up to, like, where the stat bar is, up where, you know, like, recently edited is, up at the very top under page tools, you can see delete page or rename page.
Okay, I don't have any tools.
All right. Ife, have you gone to edit a page under edit page? All right. Let's see. Okay. Let's do this in 60 seconds. We'll come back to it. I want us to shift around. Akilah, would you describe where it is? Top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right. What color? Middle of the page, right, left.
It will be on your right, looking at the screen. It should be on the far right, right underneath where it says page tools, in blue letters, like hyperlinks. Like right under where it's like sign in and everything, if you look down, that's where mine is. It says rename, and then it says you can delete this page. And then by rename page, it's like some letters, it's like A and B, and then by delete this page, there's a red X.
Okay, that's not there for me, because under that, all I see is insert new link into this page, and that's the only thing that's under there for me.
Same for me.
Wow, because it should be right over that. That's where mine, I don't know.
Okay, we'll look at that later. And I will also, I'm also creating you a space that I will show to you today. It's in process, so that while our wiki space is closed down and it is collaborative space for us, it is, I want to have a space where you can put your stuff out. So this class can put the stuff that you want to for others to see. And or comment on outside of this space, okay? And so I may weekly, you know, choose a presentation that we want to have others to see, that we direct people to. Still, they won't see the work that we do in this space, okay? And more, that's just how it's going to be. You're going to have to be enrolled in order to get access to this. I also want to remind you, let you know, that there are over 7,500 pages of both draft and finished data in this wiki space. And so from time to time, you might search it, and you may find some other students' work. You can benefit from other students' research just as they will benefit from yours. You're not just consumers, you also are creators of knowledge, as have been your former previous students that come before you. If you use other students' work, please give them credit and put their page as a link, and then from there, so that you're crediting them. Please do not plagiarize and take their stuff wholesale. If you want a quote from their writing, if it's there's a quote from somebody else, you might check out that source, or at least then make sure you give the originator credit as well as where you got that quote from. All right. Another technical thing that we want to get to today, and we will, and that is where you all know how to use Class Marker as a way to create your quizzes. So we'll look at that. Right now, I want you to make sure also when you're in your notes from class. So if we've covered things in class that you have distilled and have some of those in your notes page, and you can distinguish that there, okay? All right, I want one, two, three. Okay, we have six folks. All right, let's just make sure we got some things straight. Does everybody have a partner? Does everybody have an African country or a country in the diaspora? African country, I mean a black controlled country in the diaspora, and everybody clear about who your partner is. Yeah, I like that. Azachar, put in your partner and your country, please. Ife, are you present? Safia, are you present?
Bible Cancer America's network went, her internet
went
down.
No, it
network.
Didn't go down. My browser froze up.
She had to turn her computer. So she'll be back in a minute.
I had one question about the folder real quick. Should I put my main page inside of my folder, my front page that has all my courses on it?
Yes, You actually are only associating them. They will all show up when you list all pages. They can be there in alphabetical order. The putting them in your folders are a way to for you and others to access them. And I like that everything Isaacar will be in Isaacar's folder. Okay. Now, if you want to, for those of you who have been here a minute, you can create. I can create for you an archive folder, so that like it's a NASHA folder 2008 and before, or archive where all stuff, because I really would like for those of you who've been here for you to go through the all pages and direct them. Well, great, Ife. I didn't see your answer to the question. Haven't gotten much participation out of you this morning, so just was wondering whether you were here. I asked for you to type in, did I miss it, your country and your partner. And I don't see that unless I've missed it. I do see earlier you typed, I don't see that. And other than that, I don't see anything next to yes and I'm here. So please type your country and your partner, please. But those of you who've been here, do you want me, Ife, for example, this goes to Ife, Akanke, Amira, and Nasha and Safia, do you want a new page for, a new folder for this year? Or because I want all of your information to go in a folder as we move toward your finding your material portfolios. How do you want to do that? You can put them. Okay. Well, Akanke, you just put yours in the other folder. Okay, so for example, I do think so. I hadn't thought about it before. I'm just thinking of it now. But if I look into, Nasha probably has, I don't know. Let me see. I think Ife's over there. Let's see how many pages she has in her folder. Ife has 200. Thank you, Isachar. Thank you very much. Forgive me, and thank you for reminding me. Ife has 251 pages in her folder, and she may want them in there, or may want a separate one. So I think I'll do that. I'll rename the other folder archive and rename, have one for 2009-10. I think it will be easier. What I'd love to do is put folders under folders, but I don't know that I could do that. For those of you who don't know me, actually I love technical stuff. It's just that it also can take time away from the other learning, and we're learning both. So sometimes I don't go as deep into what all our system can do, because I also want you to learn some other things. Okay, so bear with me on that. And also, if you find something that's really cool or interesting, you please feel free to suggest suggest how we may do something differently if you discover something. Okay. All right. With that being said, I'm glad that you put there, Ife. I'm still looking for your partner and your country. I haven't been able to work with my partner. Who is your partner? Okay, and your country is Angola. I haven't been able to work out my partner yet. Actually, I think by default, I think you did. I think somebody chose you. Y'all, help me, who, Isachar, okay, and Ife are partners, is that right? All right. So, okay, so you have the responsibility for each other, all of you who are partners. Okay, Safia, you actually do, he is not here today, and I will lasso him as best I can, and his name is Now. And so the we will continue, and thank you, Safia, for putting that there. All right. So you get the structure and you get the rhythm. Now, from your notes, from here we will come. You ask questions. I may ask you to let us see the presentation that you presented to your partner last week. You'll get a presentation, for example, on comparison contrast. We'll talk about analysis. We may talk about some of the stuff that's underneath. I'll continue to lift up trouble because we will deal with that as a part of the comparison. Please keep comparison and contrast as you do research. All right, with that being said, let's now shift to the foundation of our research, and that is a foundation of this triangular research, and that is how did we govern ourselves before trouble. Would you name some features of the African Constitution, please, as quickly as you can and without reading? Some features of the African Constitution as studied by Chapter 6 of Chancellor Williams' Destruction of African Civilization, and that's separate apart from the individual rights. We'll get to that in just a second. Right now, features of the that you remember from your studies or from last week of the African Constitution. If the owner passes on, Akila, do they really own the land? It's okay. Okay, so those are the things that you remember. All right, I want you to now pull out, thank you so much for that you remember. Now I want you to pull out that Chapter 6, please. If you, you might also pull it up if you want to.
Do you mean pages 161 through 164 of the African Constitution?
No, I'm talking about the whole. It's called African Constitution 2, Chancellor Williams. It has the entirety of Chapter 6. It also has Chapter 25, but we're not dealing with that quite right now. Certainly, you're free to read it. All right, you may have to take it outside of this browser.
Bible Castle, I tried to load it like four or five times last time, and it didn't load. I tried it also outside of the browser, and it didn't load either.
Okay, it's a simple PDF file, okay? So I don't know why IAM will come, but the other one won't. African Constitution 2, Nasha. I'll give you the link again. And you should print it out, please. Okay, you want to print it out.
Okay, I have the second one. I'm just wondering which page we're on the second one.
Let's go to the section where it begins, the African Constitution. And you can begin, those of you who have it, count up those things that are there and number them for me, because we're going to break into different groups. We have to have those committed to memory. And then you can do the same thing for what follows, and that is the individual, you know, rights that are there. Number them on your page, please. I'm right now going to try to put it in a different way, in a place for you, Akila. I don't know what's happening. Yes, bring up the PDF file and then print it out if you can. If not, now, later. Okay, does everybody have it up? I know Akila's still working. Amira, do you have it up?
I'm trying to look at it through DropEF. I'm putting it in another browser, so it's taking time, but I'm almost there.
Well, sometimes if DropEO, if that is, you know, taking too much time and resources, just download it and look at it. Okay, let me know when you're there. Let's move. I'm going to move forward while you're getting there. Let me know when you're there. Okay, what I've asked you to do is to take notes from this so that you know how to reference there. So this should be on your notes page as we also go through other sources that we cover in class. You want to take notes from them. What I want you to do with this today is I want to break you into teams for a minute, and I want as you look at the aspect of you have the first section which is kind of introductory, and then the origins of African democracy is the first highlighted section. Under that section, we spent some time clarifying that a constitution does not have to be written, but derives from the customary rules of life, and that is major. So that ought to be in your notes. But this whole section, you should have some notes on the African origin of African democracy, it gives some key pieces there: age, grade, lineage, etc. The next section is early education. You should know something there. The next section are some political theories and principles, and they're titled with Roman numerals going all the way through Roman numeral that 21 looks like it. All right. That's on 173. Are you following me? Okay. The political theories end on page 171. Are you there? Do you see that?
Bible Kessa, I have 16 pages starting in page 160. Is that enough of page?
Yes, you should have enough pages. Just find one where we are now. 174 is where we are now. Please, everybody, go to that. And there you have the fundamental rights of the African people. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want one group to work with the Constitution, another group to work with the fundamental rights of African people. And your job here is to find some comparison in this class right now, in the next half hour we have, a little more than that, between what you have here and either the Bill of Rights in terms of United States or the Constitution. I want you to do some comparing and contrasting. The first section starts with origin of African democracy. Okay, so I want you to do some comparing and contrasting, whether it's this political theory versus the other, what they have in common, what they are different, how they are different, compare and contrast this with what you know or can find out about United States government. Okay, I want compare, that is, compare and contrast what they have in common and not. The group that I want to work on, tell you what, you choose. What group would you like to be in? The fundamental rights of the African people or the African Constitution? Type in which one you want to work on. African Constitution or fundamental rights. Type it in now. And you have 15 minutes. Oh, now if everybody chooses fundamental rights, I'm going to... Okay, so we got three people with fundamental rights. All right, that's enough. Three people with fundamental rights. That's enough fundamental rights. Okay, now Constitution. We got three on Constitution. Three on fundamental rights, and the rest of you have to do Constitution. I want to see your comparison and contrast. All right. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Holler if you need me.
Wait. I'm not clear about the teams because there's four of us that wanted to do African fundamental rights. So which one of us is not doing it?
Whichever the last one to put their name in. I got Akila first, Ife second, Nasha. Okay, so a mirror goes to Constitution. U.S. Constitution, U.S. Government. U.S. Constitution, U.S. Government. U.S. Bill of Rights. Okay. Compare what you know, what you think, what you can find. All right. Y'all get together and divide up. You can go to a different room if you want to. Y'all leaders, work it out. You got 15 minutes. No, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 20 minutes. But you got to produce. You got to bring me back some good stuff. Okay? All right. And if you're going to go out of this room as a group, then let me know. All right. As a chair suggesting going to math for the Constitution group. Yes, Akanke. Okay, if there are no questions, do your best work.
I have a question. Are you still there? Because I have a question. Hello?
Okay. Bible test, don't have the math room downloaded, so I don't really know what to do. Have to download that real quick, but it's going to take too long. So, I don't know what I should do.
Somebody know where my group went.
Bible test, are you there?
You're supposed to all go to math.
Okay, but I don't have math downloaded, so I'm not sure what to do, because it's going to take a while, you know, so I don't know what to do.
Do y'all know where my group went?
Yeah, they're in worry right now. I'm in the African Constitution, but like I said, I don't have math downloaded, the math room, so we can meet here. I'm not sure if it's just me, but she signed in for me right now.
What you doing here? Alright, let's research the African Constitution.
So, to get clear, we're comparing it to the U.S. Constitution, right?
What's the link to?
It's to where we can download the Constitution.
Okay. So, Akanke, Amira, Asuka, y'all choosing to stay in here. Okay, so, Keshu? Then meet me in the Aya room. I thought they had moved to Word, but meet me in the Aya room, Keshu, and where I'll help you get your login information. Sorry, others.